Jones, Jones of Springfield. That's smashing Jay Watson to the side of the line for a gain of, just a second, I'll give it to you exactly now. A gain of 4 yards. Jones, Springfield's new halfback, again carrying the ball. It's second down out of Springfield, and the ball is right on the Academy's 5 yard line.
That son of Jones seems to be doing it all.
Jones are in the huddle now. Come out of the huddle up to the line of scrimmage. Springfield would have been calling for a touchdown, but there's only a few seconds, 4.5. And there they go, there they go. Jones again, right through the center of the line. But he fell out of the game, the stall wall was up. He fell out of the game, and there's the other half. The score is nothing to nothing. You're listening, ladies and gentlemen, to a broadcast of the postseason game between the Academy and Springfield High.
Okay, Ed, answer the phone there, would you?
Well, why don't you answer? It's your turn to answer.
Because I want to listen to the game. Now, go ahead and answer. You don't care nothing about football, no how. Go on.
Shucks.
Well.
Start talking. How's that? How's that? I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Wait a second. Hey, turn off that goddamn radio, will you?
Yes, well, hurry up then. Find out who it is and what they want. The second half will be starting in a minute.
Hello? Oh, you ain't, huh? No, we ain't seen him either. Yeah. Yeah, you might as well give up. The game's half over anyhow. Yeah, so long.
Who was it? Who was it? That's
Professor Thistlewaite. Says he can't find hide in the hair of Hector.
Oh, that's certainly a shame, Ed. Hector was just eating his heart out to play in that darn game, and now he can play, and they can't find him.
Yeah, and I bet you if Hector was playing, he'd fix that Jones fella pretty darn quick.
Yes.
I'll tell you that, Zeb. Hector just wouldn't mess around with him a bit.
Yes. You know, I wonder who that Jones fella is, anyhow. I don't recollect ever hearing of him before.
Yeah, maybe he's that professional player Squidgeville snuck into the game.
Oh, he couldn't be the professional player. Don't you remember? The professional player's name is Newcomer. Newcomer. Besides, he was supposed to stop in here before he went up to the athletic field, and he ain't been in yet. I reckon he ain't going to show up at all.
And he better not, if he knows what's good for him. Him or that Coach Slade of Squidgeville, neither. The dad ratted sneak, telling us to call him Pal. Pal. And all the while, he's working us to get the Academy signals for him.
Mm.
You know what I hope? I hope the Academy beats the tar out of Squidgeville.
Sort of changing your tune, ain't you? I thought you said football was a darn fool's game. I thought you said you didn't care who beat.
Well, it is a darn fool's game. Anybody that listens to it's crazy. And I don't give a darn who beats. Just as long as it ain't Squidgeville.
You know, Abe, the sort of tough part about the whole business is Mr. McCarr. Just think, coming all the way from New Orleans to see the Academy beat Squidgeville, and then Squidgeville just runs away with a game.
Well, they ain't run away with it yet.
No, but they will. Why, that fella Jones just had everything his own darn way. He can score whenever he wants to. The Academy ain't got a chance, tell you.
Say, you better turn that radio on there, and the second half will be starting, and we'll be missing it.
Well, what do you care? I thought nobody but a darn fool listened to a football game.
Yeah, sure. What else is they to do around here? As long as you're a big enough fool to turn on the set, I gotta listen.
Yes, well, let's see now. If I can get this darn thing going here.
Say, Mr. Whittenbaugh, can I listen
Hector
to your...
Hector Smith!
Well, by the Ginger River.
Hector Smith, where in position have you been?
Oh, sure. I've decided to leave town.
Yes.
I just had to come back to hear the game.
Leave town?
See, I feel
town
pretty sad.
Well, listen, Professor Thistlewaite's looking all over for you. You passed the examination.
Yes, you dad-darn fool. Get up to the game.
Get out of here and get up there. You can play. They're waiting for you.
Yes,
stand there, button. I tell you, you passed the examination and you can play, Hector. Professor Thistlewaite said so himself. Go on, get out of here.
Yes,
burn your hide, Hector. Are you I said
don't mess with him, Zeb. Let's run him up there.
Now, wait. Listen here, Hector. Listen. There was a mistake.
A mistake?
Yes. You thought you didn't pass the examination, but you did. You did. And you can play.
Yes, but say, you wouldn't fool me, would you, Mr. Winterbottom?
Fool you? I ain't fooling you. But I'll skin you alive if you don't get up there and get into that game.
Oh, gosh. I'll go up there right away.
Yes, you'd better. Squid Bill's beating the pants off the academy.
But the score is tied. Nothing to nothing.
Yes, and the first half's already over.
Nothing to nothing, huh?
Yes.
Nothing to nothing.
That's what it is.
Well, Hector Smith will remedy that. Squid Bill is just as good as defeated right now. Its proud name dragged into the dust. I'll go up there just as soon as I stop in at the Corn Center Hotel.
Wait, ain't no time for that, Hector. I'll tell you the first half's already over. What you stopping at the hotel for?
To get my mask off.
Oh, yes, the darn fool. Mascot. What good will a mascot do if the game's over before he gets there? You'll never make it. Never in the wide world, I tell you, Eb.
Well, dang him, if he don't. If he don't get there in time to beat Squidville, Zeb, I'll lambaste the tarnation life out of him. Turn on that radio. Let's see what's happening.
Yes, I bet you the second half's already started by now.
Shucks. Who's that now? Oh, it's someone coming in here.
Keep your shirt on. Yes, sir. There's something we can do for you. We're pretty busy today. We ain't got much time to sell things.
You're no more of a hurry than I am, my man. I've been shouting so loudly that I'm afraid I have a case of laryngitis.
What do you want, Zeb?
Says he's got a case of laryngitis.
Well, tell him to pet it someplace else. We don't want none.
But if we did want some, mister, we couldn't use a health case. So you better just...
I'm talking about my larynx. My larynx. What can you give me for it?
Well, what model is it? We don't really...
No. Can't you understand my larynx? Has a tendency to inflame when...
What do you say it is?
Inflame.
Inflame? Must think we're a couple of fools. They're trying to tell us the car is burning up.
But I'm not trying to...
Yes, now listen. If you ain't got sense enough to carry insurance on it, don't come around trying to stick a rush into taking the loss.
But I...
And we're pretty busy now, Mr. Innow. You better go.
Will you give me a chance to tell you what I want?
Go ahead. Who's hindering you?
You've been talking for 5 minutes and you're still... Ain't said nothing. If you can't say it, sing it.
Never mind the tune. Just give us the words.
The hole.
The oaken bucket.
The iron bound bucket.
The moss covered bucket.
You fellas are crazy. You're crazy. That's a fine way to treat a newcomer to your...
What's that? What'd you say?
I said a newcomer.
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 Grab him, Ed. It's newcomer. Grab him.
Let go of me. I've got to get to the game. Let me lose.
You ain't going to that game. Hold him there.
Let me go. Help.
What'll I do with it?
Put him in the back room and lock the door of the game.
Help!
Lock the door
on him. Now, turn on that radio. Let's see if Hector's up there.
Well, I'll see what I can get to now.
Bernie. You got him anyway. Turn it on. Can't you work it?
And here it comes now, arriving for the last 5 minutes of play, Hector Smith.
He's got there.
He's carrying a small box under his arm. I can't quite figure out what it is. Just a moment. My observer says that the Academy mascot is in it.
Mascot?
The mascot is in the box, and Smith is going to release it after this play. Teams are lining up now. Signals are called. Smith has released the mascot. It's a little animal. It looks like a cat from here. A black and white cat from... It isn't the cat. It isn't the cat. The whole field is in a panic. Players watching all about it. And it isn't the cat. It's a great cat. They're on Smith with the ball. Smith has the ball now. Nobody's paying any attention to him. He's going. He's on his way. First down on the field. A touchdown. Yes. He's going to be.
Eb, it's a touchdown. Hector made a touchdown.
Hooray!
Wait a minute. Where are you going?
I'm going up to the Academy to see the celebration.
Well, wait. We might turn off the damn radio.
Wait for me.
Hey, you're going to be all right. You're going to be all right.